Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thanks for logging on to YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
All right, thank you very much. Good evening. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land. Wherever you find yourself right now, whatever mind state you are in, I pray that you are leaning on Jesus and you are accepting him as your Lord and Savior. Just put it in God's hand. It's going to be all right. Just take it from somebody that's been there, in there, and doing it right now, presenting everything to him. How you doing? I want to welcome to Raising the Sound from Breaking Chains. I let us humble ourselves right now and go before the throne of God and open up with prayer, please. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, we come led of the Holy Spirit, giving you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, Lord God. Just telling you thank you, Lord God, with breath in our bodies, opening our eyes to see another day of your creation, Lord God. Father God, forgive us for our sins and our unrighteousness before you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God. We thank you for our lives, Lord God. Right now, Father God, we ask that you come in right now, Father God, and stand guard over this podcast right now, Raising the Sound. Father God, we ask that you bless our special guest this afternoon, Father God, all the listeners, Father God, hearers and doers of your word. Father God, it's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on in your name to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's children say amen, amen, amen. You know what time it is. It's time to suit up. Put on your full armor of God. YAT Radio is signing on. Breaking chains. Raising the sound. Let's get big with it, y'all. Let's go.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you, it's gonna be big.
I believe
that it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe
that it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
If you want it, anticipating.
Anticipating.
God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working,
a miracle.
Just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be. I'm running into destiny, shouting into my promise. Why?
Don't even try to explain it.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, raising the sound. Good afternoon. How are you? Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Oh, man. I'm telling you, every Sunday we're growing, we're elevating, and we're just opening the windows for you to receive what God is opening his windows. You know what I'm saying? In order for you to receive it, you got to open up too. So, you know, it's a Sunday that we bring in the sounds that are glorifying him. And today we have this is definitely a very special guest because, man, the way that the way that this happened, I'm going to be honest with you. It wasn't nothing but the Holy Spirit working and God's favor was upon this podcast this afternoon. I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, when I hear that song by Pastor Mike, how things are going to be big, and you have to, when you hear a song like that, you have to sing that song. You have to learn a song like that and prophesy that over your life. You know what I'm saying? Stop waiting on man to tell you that. You understand what I'm saying? Start speaking that in your life. Start, you know what I'm saying? Start speaking the word of God over you. You know what I'm saying? Because see, you can't be no good to anybody else until you become good to yourself, until you love yourself, until you elevate yourself, until you prophesy over yourself, because God instilled in you what he instilled in all of us. It's up to us whether or not we want to receive it, feed off of it, and grow. You know what I'm saying? So this afternoon, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about giving him glory. So this afternoon, we are raising the sound, and our very special guest this afternoon is gospel recording artist, Minister Warren Thompson. And want to say God bless you, sir. Good afternoon. And once again, let me say this openly and to the public. God bless you and thank you for this last minute opportunity that God placed in your spirit for you to accept and to be available. Oh, my God. To be available at the last minute to come on this show. So God bless you, sir. And thank you for coming on to Raise the Sound. Everybody, Minister Warren Thompson. Good afternoon, sir. God bless you.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm on fire over here for God, man, because how everything worked out, you know what I'm saying? Wow.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Ready at all times.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's what he told. If we accepted that charge and that call, he told us to be prepared in season and out of season. So this last minute opportunity, sir, and we're going to have to just make this like a powerful show simply because of the way that it happened. So we know that it wasn't nothing but the Spirit of the Lord that took over. Everybody, let me say this. Mrs. Ebony Jarman was supposed to be here today. I've been promoting that all week, and everybody kind of knows how things go here around here, Breaking Chains. And she had an event to come up, and we definitely wasn't going to stand in the way of that. But we called on Mr. Michael Slater, who was just on last weekend, and asked of a favor. Hey, sir, do you have someone that we can feature today? And because he called Mrs. Jarman for me, and she informed him of what was going on. So everybody, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Minister Warren Thompson was placed in the path, and God sent him on in. So tell us about the life of Warren Thompson. Who is Warren Thompson?
All right. I'm originally from Mobile, Alabama. I moved to New Orleans in 2016. God was telling me it's time for a change. It's time for a different scenery because I was beginning to be too comfortable in the city that I was in. Hallelujah. And just like you told Abraham to move, so I moved to this city, didn't know anybody. And I went to school here. I went to Southern University at New Orleans, where I became the SGA president. And things just began to open up and blessings began to fall in my lap. And I just thank God for that because the way I was going when I was in Mobile, it was leading to destruction. But God had a call on my life. Had a call on my life, and I answered the call. And you know, sometimes you answer the call, but you weren't ready. You follow me? And so God has moved me. That's why I'm here in New Orleans now.
Okay. Okay. So so tell us about when you were young, and how did you know, what was your lifestyle like growing up, and how did you know that this is, you know what I'm saying, this was something that you would want to be doing? What was your lifestyle like growing up? What was that all about?
Growing up, I was considered the black sheep of the family.
Yeah.
The outcast, the one that nobody really wanted to be around. I had some things that happened to me that some of my family don't even know that happened to me. I went through some things. I was homeless, and now I'm not homeless. Growing up, it's just some things that got, that I had to go through to get to where I am now. So basically, that's why God placed in my heart, I've learned. The new single that's coming out.
Yes.
Yes, sir. God placed it in my heart. And the reason, because I had to learn to, this is not a plaything. You're going to be for God or you're not going to be for God. You're gonna serve the devil or you're going to serve God. God had to sit me down and say, hey, look, because I've been going to church ever since I was 2 years old. I thank God for this lady called Geraldine Oliver from True Miami Shea Baptist Church in Mobile, Alabama. She was the very first person allowed me to stand in front of a choir to direct. That's my dream. I love to direct choirs. I am a choir man. I understand about the praise and worship and contemporary, but I'm just an old-fashioned gospel person.
Okay. So out of everything that you, the turmoil that all of us go through, the turmoil and the setbacks that you were having in your life, when did you know that God was calling on you to do what he's called you to do and get the assignment that you're on right now?
To be honest, to fully understand the call that I was on, I was 35 years old. I knew that I was in church, because like I said, I went to church when I was 2 years old. I was in church doing stuff, but I still was the bad boy. I was, like I said, I was outcast. Go through things. I'm not saying I was perfect. And I wasn't all together, but still, through it all, I knew something was different because I never could fit in with the crowd. I always was all by myself at all the times. I used to try to hang with the crowd and do what the crowd did. I can remember one day, my friends were smoking cigarettes, and I tried to hit the cigarette, and the cigarette tasted so nasty. I said, oh, no. I said, that wasn't for me. But I just noticed that different things about my life that I know that I couldn't do that other people would be able to do.
So in saying that, young people out there, people that are, may listen to this show later, when they go through, because that's a lot of peer pressure. And it's worse now than when you were a teenager growing up. You know what I'm saying? When I was a teenager growing up, it's different. And what would you say to a young person right now? Because there's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot of things that they see they want to try because they see other people doing it. What would you say to young people today, and even an adult? What would you say to them today about situations like that and what they need to do when situations arise in their lives like that?
I would say have a firm belief. A belief and faith in God. I would say, look to the hills from which come your help, knowing your help comes from the Lord. It's also a mind thing. If your mind is made up not to do it, keep that faith, keep that, hold on to that. Because once you are in it to win it, you are in it to be the best that you can be. Because God created just only one you, and you can be the one that makes the difference in someone else's life. I often say that I might be the only Bible somebody reads. So I have to act accordingly. In other words, I have to do what I need to do in Christ and be a leader, not just one of the people that preach, talk, and live another life. I have to practice what I preach. I have to practice what I teach. I have to be an example. I'm 38 years old, and I'm just realizing that I wish I knew this when I was in my 20s, that the closer you get to God and the closer you get to Christ, things open up for you.
Mm. Amen to that. That's the truth. Amen. Amen. So in saying that, Minister Thompson, do you feel, and I ask this question to everybody because it's a serious question. A lot of people don't like to talk about it, but do you feel we as the church are doing a good job in educating and teaching the people about how to understand the word of God and how to accept and receive it? Because we quote scripture all day long. But what about the person that doesn't understand it? You know what I'm saying?
Because
Jesus said he came for the unsaved, not the saved. So how do you feel about that, sir?
I feel like this. To me, to answer your question, the first part of your question, I would say we failed. We have failed big time.
My God.
Because
Lord,
the reason I say this, and, you know, I might have some preachers that disagree with me. The reason I say this is because we as preachers, we preach to the or at the people instead of coming down and meet the people where they are at.
Come on now.
And I look at the life of Jesus. If you really study the life of Jesus, like you said, he didn't go and hang out with the big people. He was with the people, the outcasts, the ones
that's right.
Think about it, the woman at the well.
My God, my God.
Okay, now remember when the crowd brought the other woman and they were going to stone her. Remember?
Yes.
But
that's
see,
right.
That's the church. We want to beat on one person. We took two of them. Where was the man at when they brought the woman? Come on now. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is, how can you, if you're going to chastise one and don't chastise others, you still have a broken. So the church has failed us big time. Even to the pastors, because a lot of people, now I know a lot of holiness churches and Church of God in Christ and all them going to get upset with me, but how can you, like you want to bring someone into the church, they might not have church clothes or church attire or the church attire that you think they should be having. Let the children, let the people come into the church. Let them receive the word of God. Let them receive God first, and then God will do the work from the inside out. Stop trying to clean the fish before you even catch it.
Oh, boy, boy, boy. Minister Thompson, have you been listening to the Breaking Chains podcast, man? Have you been listening? Because we sure been talking about that right there. You talking right there.
Wow,
I'm serious. Boy, look at here. And this your first time ever on this show. So, you know, boy, look at it. The Holy Spirit, know he busy.
Yes, sir.
He is busy.
We as the church have to stop that. We have to, you know, because they will want, and like I said, stone the woman because she have her own pants. What that got to do with back in the Bible days, everybody most of all rose.
My.
And the only difference, it was by a rope. That's how you know it was a man rope and from a woman rope. Let's do some study. The Bible says, "Set us to show that stuff approved, rightly divide the word of truth."
I'm sorry.
I get caught up on that topic because it gets me because we always want to throw rocks and hide our hands. Let's talk. Let's us preaching at the people. Let's tell them, hey, God can deliver you from homosexuality because I was a homosexuality. God can deliver you from crack because I used to be on crack. You see, when the people can understand the position that you are in, Hallelujah. And Ooh. Where you are at, God will deliver Ooh. Them from that. Okay. Oh,
my
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. See, I knew this was going to be a powerful show.
Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. See, these kind of testimonies are not heard anymore. And the testimony that you're giving and the confession that you're making, do you feel, listen, you are a gospel recording artist. And the things that, see, you can tell when, listen, you can tell when someone is dedicating their sounds to the Lord and their gifts to him and not to the dollar, not to man. You know what I'm saying? The glory is going to him. You know what I'm saying? And who's going to be saved, going to be saved through the Holy Ghost. Period.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Yeah. Period. You know, we are the disciples. We are to go out. We are to go out and preach the gospel, teach the gospel, spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And there's something you said about stooping to their level. I think that people in these high positions don't understand what it means to stoop to someone's level. I think that they feel that they've got so materialistic and worldly that when you say you need to stoop to someone's level, you feel that you're being belittled instead of knowing that you're just reaching down to extend a helping hand to be a good Samaritan to help a brother or a sister up, help them through a situation.
Right.
You understand?
That's right.
And so when you speak like that, do you have a issue that people, like you say, will be upset with you, not want to book you, to bring you in? How do you deal with that? Oh, because my God, you're keeping it real.
Actually, a lot of people, see, I have a bubbly spirit and I joke, you know, I'm joyful a lot. But when I'm up ministering, I be real because I want the word of God to go out. Remember, the
Amen.
Bible said the word shouldn't go back to void, correct? So
Amen.
I want it to go out there, and I don't want it to go on deaf ears. If they know about me, and I'm up there preaching, and I'm living, and I'm trying to live the best that I know how to live, hallelujah.
Mm.
And you know, if I need something, if somebody that needs deliverance, I'm not going to go and say, oh, you shouldn't talk down on that person because they need deliverance. Praise God.
Come on now.
I'm going to tell them something that I've got delivered from.
Jesus.
And see, the thing about it is, the ones who got truly delivered from a situation, you can talk about it. You can preach about
Amen.
It.
That's,
you can
Amen.
Invest in that person.
Amen.
And you and then not only that, you can bring that person on over on the Lord's side. But a lot of people don't want to do that because they are ashamed of what they did. My adopted mother, praise God, Larissa Soul, she told me, if you're big enough to do it, don't be ashamed of it.
My God. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the
truth? A lot of people are ashamed of what they did in the past. Guess what? We all are accepting.
You better say it. Say that.
Well,
I don't think they heard you in the back, preacher.
We all are in something.
Come on.
And that's why that's why I'm trying to build a platform and an avenue for ministry, period. I don't believe ministry should just be on Sunday.
Come on now.
I don't believe that you should be witnessing
Ooh.
Just on Sunday or praising God just on Sunday. Because I can remember, and this scripture just sticks with me. Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times.
All times.
See, a lot of people forget about that part, and His grace shall continue to be in my mouth. But see,
Amen.
The first part of the scripture said, at all times. So when
Amen.
You're depressed, you better praise God. When you're going through something, you need to praise God. When death come around in your family, praise God. Because it's going to be God that want to take you over that hill and
yes,
not me. Glory to God.
yes, yes, yes. See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to keep myself. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah, well, see. Well, see, let me say something to you, preacher. Round here, yeah. Round up in these here parts right here, everybody know
okay.
This. On Breaking Chains, we don't allow anybody to hold back nothing round up in here.
Hallelujah.
When the Holy That's Spirit the say, open up and move, we tell you to speak up and speak out and break chains. That's what this show
Amen.
Is all about. We come up against
Amen.
The enemy. We ain't coming up against not one mankind human being, period. We coming up against the evil spirits that lurk around them and in them. That's who we come at.
Thank you, Lord.
We chain breakers. We don't care about that enemy, man. That's who we he out here stirring up things, so we stir up things in his atmosphere too. We ain't afraid. We
That's
got on
right.
the full armor of God. We got guardian angels and dipped in the blood of Jesus. Ain't nothing he can do with us, because we the church, and upon this rock. He said he was going to build a church, and the gates of hell
and
cannot
right.
prevail against it. If I'm the church preacher, how in the world hell going to prevail against me? Man, God.
It can't. It cannot.
It cannot. It cannot.
When you were saying break everything, something came in my spirit just then. A lot of people, it's broken, and they say they deliver from stuff, praise God, but we got to start destroying this stuff. When something is destroyed, you cannot put it back together.
Cannot.
That nursery rhyme come to mind with Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. A Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Because of pride, he had a great fall. Because he was high and lifted up. Because that's why he had the great fall. And he got destroyed. God destroyed him.
You can't, a lot of these Humpty Dumpties in the fall.
And once you fall, and then when God, when that spirit, well, I'm talking about the spirit, when that bad spirit get destroyed, then God can come in and put what he need to put in you, for you to be elevated and do what you have to do. But you can't be familiar with people.
My God.
Y'all, you see, because a prophet is not honored in his own land. So God
he
had to move
is.
Me to a whole nother city. To
well,
open my eyes, get the scales off my eyes, and unplug my ear. So we got to protect our ear gates. A lot of people have a lot of trash be dumped in their trash can. And some of the trash is not even yours.
My God.
Why would you carry somebody else's load? God, you got your own load now. You got 150 pounds on you already. But then here comes somebody else with 150 pounds. Then after a while, you're going to need a new back. Because your back's going to be wore out.
Lord, have mercy. My God.
My God.
Listen, I tell you.
Thank you, Lord.
That brings us. I need everybody to meditate on that for a minute, and I need you to because see, this first song I'm about to bring on is called "I've Learned," and from where you were to where you are, people that know God see what you have learned.
Yes, sir.
If you know God's, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice.
And it's great.
They know his voice. No matter how he's speaking, they know when he's speaking. And listen, in a quiet whisper or in a raging storm, you'll
yes,
be able to hear.
Yes, sir.
You'll be able to hear. Prophet, we hear God speaking. In your voice. He's using
Jesus.
You. He's using you to speak to the people. And what has happened with the statement that you just made about, you know what I'm saying, about knowing the person.